It's Victoria Goldrick, Rutgers lacrosse commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hey, one take, Vicky. Good job, girl.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about the respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we're simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today, we have a super special guest, St. Anthony's lacrosse star, Rutgers lacrosse commit, Victoria Goldrick. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. So you just completed a workout. How are you feeling? How was it?
I'm a little sore from the other day, but it was good.
Yeah. So now you're a senior at St. Anthony's. Why did you end up going to choosing St. Anthony's? Was it lacrosse related, academics, or just the combination to really get you prepared to play at a high level for college?
Yeah, I really just wanted to go to a higher level playing lacrosse and basketball because my brothers went to Syosset and had a great experience, but I wanted to do better than they did. So
there you go, a little competitive. Yeah. Are you better than them at lacrosse?
I'd like to think so.
Can you beat them one-on-one in basketball?
Probably not.
When did you really start playing lacrosse, and when did it become serious that, you know, wow, I really want to play at the next level?
I started playing when I was like probably first grade with my brothers, and then I joined a team in like third. And by like sixth grade, I knew I wanted to play college lacrosse.
Yeah, so you ended up going through that whole process, playing, you know, club lacrosse, St. Anthony's, choosing Rutgers. What was that process like for you? Did the pandemic interfere at all with going to visit schools, or what other schools were you interested in, and why Rutgers?
The pandemic really didn't interfere at all. I had everything done before then, but I visited a lot of schools that were far, like Jacksonville and Michigan, so it was a lot during that time to like keep up with school, lacrosse, and like visiting schools. But at the end of the day, I just thought Rutgers was good for me because it's close and I wanted to take it to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, Big Ten, which is great conference, and you know, your family gets to see you play. It's only in New Jersey. Being in that conference, what would you say you're most looking forward to playing at? Like, what other school or venue for next season?
Definitely say Michigan is a big one. I think that's crazy, their stadium and all of that. But I'm just glad that they have a new coaching staff and we're going to be a new team.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, the Rutgers programs in general have, you know, really gotten better. Football, basketball, you know, now that they're in the Big Ten. What are you looking forward to most going to Rutgers, non-lacrosse related? Football games, basketball games?
Definitely basketball right now. They're doing really well and just brought in a new coach. But I think all of the sports are getting taken to the next level, and they're really putting money into their athletics.
Yeah. I mean, I think playing at that level, just in general, you know, pretty much every school in the Big Ten is pretty unbelievable. To have the opportunity to play, you know, against Northwestern, Michigan, Michigan State. I mean, that's going to be pretty cool, just traveling the world. Being, you know, now still in high school, you know, all the time you put in to playing lacrosse and doing your academics, going to a trainer, coming to me, you know, like pre-COVID, your busiest time, what's just like a normal day in your life? You know, how much you had to sacrifice to play at the next level?
It's definitely hard because balancing friends and academics isn't easy, and when you have to go to the gym too, and instead of hanging out with your friends, sometimes it's hard to do, but you gotta put in the work because you know you want to get to the next level.
Yeah, of course. I mean, now you started here with me. We've been working together for a little bit.
Yeah.
Jordan got you in here. What was that first experience like for you when you first came here?
Well, I came the day after a tournament, so I was sore as it is. It wasn't so easy. I was, like, dying. And then I was with Gianna, who's been here for, like, years.
Yep.
So she was pushing me.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I love your work ethic. You work, you know, so hard. Excited to see, you know, how you progress and to work with you to get you ready for your freshman season. But being here now, what's your least favorite thing to do on the turf?
I'd have to go with the sandbags, doing the lunges and the jump squats.
What do you enjoy doing? Anything?
I like squatting weight.
Yeah. Real squats with the barbell.
Yeah.
That's definitely something we've been working on. I think, you know, one of the biggest things from high school to college is really, you know, the weight room, seeing kids progress, you know, from strength training and the speed and agility. You know, it's really the biggest difference from high school to college because, you know, next year you'll be playing against basically grown women that could be 21, 22 years old. So, you know, I think it's great that I have the opportunity to work with you here now. What expectations do you have going into a Big Ten school? Do you know any players right now that are in that conference that maybe give you advice? Or what do you just, you know, what kind of expectations do you have?
Going in, I just want to play like I do now with confidence and not have fear that less than they are, so I want to get in there and play just like them.
Yeah, I mean, that's great stuff. What would you say so far, you know, hopefully you have, you know, a senior season this year, but what was your either biggest or best moment of your cross career so far?
I'd have to go with winning the championship 2 years ago. We had a great group of girls, and it was just me and another sophomore, Erin O'Grady, playing with 17 seniors and like 8 juniors, so it was a great experience for us.
Wow. Did you have any crazy superstitions? We've had some funny stories.
Yeah, I always eat the same things for the most part, and I like wearing like the same spandex the same way.
What's the meal? What do you have to eat?
It's a morning game. I like having a bagel and coffee.
There you go. Is that like a specific deli you have to go to, or just at home you have it?
No, not a specific deli. Just whatever works.
There you go. Got to be the same type of bagel or any bagel?
Any bagel.
That's great stuff. Going through the whole process of being recruited and going through playing clubs, tournaments, sacrificing everything, what advice would you give to, you know, a younger athlete today? You know, really any sport, but just somebody that's looking to play at the next level, but knowing what you know now, going through, you know, everything you've gone through.
I would just say don't get caught up in what everyone else is doing, because at the end of the day, the school that you end up at has to be good for you, not like the name of the school being big. So you just need to take your own route and not get caught up in all of that.
That's great stuff. I think a lot of kids do get caught up. You got to just do what you're doing and keep working hard. That's great stuff. What, middle of your senior year, what are they saying? I know they played school soccer at St. Anthony's. What are they saying about lacrosse having a senior season?
Well, we're playing right now on Saturdays. We do fall ball, but we usually do 6 a.m.s on Fridays, and we can't do that this year, which we usually have a lot of team bonding time. So we're sad that that's taken away from us, but we're just trying to stay positive right now and not get lost in like what everyone else is saying about it, because at the end of the day, it's far away anyway.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we get through this winter, and then by the time the spring comes, you'll be able to have your senior year and win a championship, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Thank you.
I appreciate, you know, your hard work, and I can't wait to continue working with you to get you ready for that next level. We're going to go keep it 100 right now with Mike Kaplan, so it's going to be one word answer, and I'm just going to say two different things, and you pick one.
All right, sounds good.
All right, let's do it. Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Country.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime, text?
Text.
Spotify, Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Ed Sheeran.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Oof, I'd go with ice cream.
What kind?
Depends on the night, but I'd go with chocolate.
Is that just like out of the tub, or it's got to be a certain place?
Oh. Well, if we're getting ices, I like Ralph's.
There you go, me too. I'm an ices kind of guy myself. That's funny. Well, thank you so much for being on. Great advice you gave. Good luck to you. And
thank you.
We're going to keep working hard.
Yep.